Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Again tomorrow to see if he's not there, but if he is there, I will keep camera. I will film. But I don't understand why the road's blocked off. I don't know.
Hi all, Lady R slash here. Got something fun for you. Nephilim giant spotted on a mountain in Canada. What do you think? Well, Andrew Dawson was just a regular man who loved making silly TikTok videos just for fun, like a lot of people his age. His videos, although some of them are very funny, they barely got more than 500 views. But yet he kept at it. He continued doing them. He never stopped. However, this situation he has going on would all change. And it happened just a couple months ago when Andrew and his colleagues were driving to work and they were near Whistler's Mountain, you may know of it, in Alberta, Canada. They thought it would be just another ordinary day, you know, in the boring small town of Jasper. Jasper has a population not more than 5,000 people. However, this day, this particular day, would forever change Andrew's life as he saw something shocking at the top of the mountain.
What is it?
It's a person, dude. No, seriously, pull over.
No.
It's a person standing there.
No, it's not.
Dude, have you seen what I've seen right now?
And I know you can't see this here in a podcast, but he has photos and a video of this giant on top of a mountain. Yep, that's what I said. A giant on top of a mountain. In the video and the photograph, there's a mysterious humanoid figure moving on top of this mountain. And considering the distance from where the video is shot, one can see that this creature was definitely big. An average human would appear as a speck in a footage like this from this kind of distance. Could it be possible that the creature Andrew caught on camera is in fact not human, but something else? Can we be open enough to believe that? Could it be a Nephilim giant, like the ones described in the Book of Enoch and Genesis? And for a guy that gets not really all that much attention on TikTok, immediately after uploading this video, it went viral. It raised over 2 million views. And it was being shared on various blogs and across different YouTube channels. Many people actually complained about the quality of the video, saying the camera was too shaky, which was expected considering Andrew was recording it from far away, from a moving car, on max zoom, on his cell phone. But nevertheless, Andrew felt obliged to try to find this creature again so that he could record it in higher quality. So he set off to find a better location. And like Andrew will tell you in the video, the locals he asked around about apparently also knew about this mysterious being, confirming that they too have seen it and that it often comes around and then it goes. So it's coming and going all the time. They know about it, but no one's really talking about it. And nobody seems to know what it even is. So Andrew continues to go deeper. He's going deeper into the mountain, driving on the dirt roads, trying to figure out where he can find this thing. And he's going by the advice of locals, what roads to take and things like that. So he's really on the hunt here. He drove further, wanting to find a better location for recording this video, further than they even told him he should go, until he was finally stopped by government officials who told him this road is blocked due to some sort of environmental issue. So, okay. The story gained even more and more interest as the views on Andrew's TikTok page grew exponentially. For this reason, Andrew regularly woke up at 5 a.m. every day. He would traverse the area trying to film anything unusual. Well, finally, after a couple of days of trying to capture the giant he initially saw on the mountain, he instead catches something else even more bizarre. Andrew couldn't explain what the glowing light from above this mountain was, but he says he believes it's a UFO. Although there were...
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then, Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now, Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
For many different theories by different viewers that looked at his video. Because, you know, once you submit what you think you saw, everyone's going to analyze it and tell you what it really is, right? Well, some said it was an interdimensional portal opening, while others believed it was an alien ship transporting something. There were even comments that this was some sort of geoengineering activity. There were many, however, that denied the extraordinary origin of this object and simply explained it as a plane that was moving away from the camera. Others said it was some kind of natural phenomenon caused by the reflection of sunlight. On the next day, when passing on the same route next to the mountaintop, Andrew records two helicopters operating in the area where he initially filmed his giant. And as Andrew will tell you in his video, he believes the helicopters were extracting something from the mountain. Is it possible that the huge attention Andrew's first video of the giant on the mountain received caught the eye of government officials, who conducted an operation to capture and extract the giant before anyone else sees it? This sounds very familiar to the story of the Kandahar giant from 2002, if you've heard of that. According to the report leaked by a U.S. officer, the U.S. Army encountered a 13-foot-tall giant in a cave in Afghanistan. The giant was red-haired and had six fingers and two rows of teeth. He was very aggressive, killed several soldiers before he himself was killed, and immediately after his death, a large military helicopter was sent in to the location to pick up the giant and transport him to a secret military facility. So, is it possible that the giant from the Whistler's Mountain suffered a similar fate? Are these helicopters extracting the giant's body the same way they did with the Kandahar giant? According to Andrew, one of the helicopters was transporting something that was tarped and not visible. However, looking at the second helicopter, it seemed that a tree trimmer was attached to it, which has nothing to do with out-of-the-ordinary things in a mountainous area, as helicopters and tree trimmers are regularly there doing their thing. Of course, there's the possibility that the second helicopter, the one with the tree trimmer attached to it, is simply there to just cover up the activity of the first helicopter. Get us thinking like we are right now. The one above the mountain, making it look like the second helicopter was also engaging in tree trimming activity, right? So It gives you something when everyone's doubting what they're seeing right away. It immediately fills that void with, oh, well, they're just doing it because of this, which could be very true, but we are always quick to try to solve what it is in a rational way, aren't we? When maybe it really is something. Things here got stranger and stranger as one night when Andrew was trying to get higher on the mountain, he was stopped again by another government official. However, this time, he decides to break out his camera and he actually does record the event. And he shares comments of the video, telling his audience that he felt intimidated by this man that stopped him. So he didn't want to ask any questions and he just left the area quietly. Things would become even scarier for him though, as he shared that he was being watched after the whole giant video thing and it's gaining all its popularity. It's videos showing things that maybe we shouldn't see. One night, Andrew even recorded a video of someone standing in front of his house. They were just constantly watching him. Andrew and his followers were worried for his life, and they feared something would happen to him. Finally, with all the articles and talking about it, I guess the pressure was on because Andrew uploads a video where he confesses that he faked everything, that it was only for entertainment purposes. However, you watch his body language and the way he talks, it almost could look like he was forced to make this confession against his will. You can see his eyes constantly looking sideways, his shoulders are shrugging, and in general, he just looks scared. We may never know whether Andrew actually staged everything, even till the end, or if this was just a big hoax. However, there is one thing that's undeniable, and that's the massive figure that he did record on the mountain. That video was unedited, and Andrew could not have planted this giant figure on top of the mountain to be able to shoot it from so far away and have it still look that large. But he definitely did film something that was out of the ordinary that day. We can't really deny that part. After gaining so much popularity, his video brought many different people in from all over the world, and then they started sharing similar things. For example, a person shared that he saw this giant figure on a mountain in Mexico that was moving around like a human. Wasn't that different from what Andrew saw? Another person said that he saw not one but two giants on top of Mount Shasta. And then there were many more comments from people who said they had witnessed or heard stories of similar things. We are left with the question, is it possible that the ancient Nephilim giants described by our ancestors and even present in the Bible and the Quran were actually real, and some of them even survive to this day, hidden in the frozen tops of the most inhospitable mountains? It's one of those forever questions, isn't it, listeners? I have my own theories about it, things I've seen and done. I want to know what you think. And can you stretch your mind so far that you could actually take this in as fact? We love to talk about this stuff. I want to find out who actually believes it. I'd love to get your feedback. Go check it out for yourself. Andrew Dawson at AndyCapt, K-A-P-T. That's on TikTok. Check out the videos. Can you believe they're true or not?
Andrew Dawson, a man who posted a clip of a mysterious giant-like creature atop Whistler's Peak Mountain in Alberta, Canada, found himself entwined in a conspiratorial rabbit hole that would later cost him everything. But to understand the whole thing, we need to go back to the beginning. Social media allows us to share a number of funny, weird, and happy moments with friends, family, and even complete strangers all across the world. TikTok is one of those platforms where you can expect to find your share of conspiracies, creature sightings, eyewitness stories, and more. This social media app has seen its fair share of success since 2016, with more than 3 billion downloads since 1 billion active users in 2021 alone. But today's episode isn't about TikTok, it's about Andrew. And Andrew Dawson's TikTok account was no different. He shared his moments in his life with his followers, as well as other general comedy clips and so on. Though Dawson was fairly active on TikTok under the username AndyCapt, it wasn't until a certain upload that many users began to keep up with the young man and visit his profile to see what was new. It's important to note that Dawson was not a conspiracy theorist TikToker or someone who posted videos on the paranormal or mysterious events or places. Dawson had a pretty normal profile, consisting of clips with his friends, his dog, family, humorous thoughts, and other simple videos that never touched on strange or eerie phenomenon. Which is why the uploads we're going to discuss were so unusual for Dawson to upload and quickly grab the attention of other TikTokers. While driving to work with a friend, Dawson spotted what appeared to be a giant-like figure at the top of Whistler's Peak Mountain, also referred to as Whistler's Mountain in Alberta, Canada.
What is it?
It's a person, dude. No, seriously, pull over, pull over.
No.
There's a person standing there.
No, it's not.
Dude, have you seen what I've seen right now?
Though his friend did not see the creature, Dawson recorded a clip in which a large figure that's humanoid can clearly be seen on top of the mountain. Once uploaded to TikTok on April 9th, 2022, this clip garnered millions of views and comments speculating about the creature and what it could be.
So the video is blowing up. I'm going to try to go closer and find a better angle. Or maybe blow the videos up and maybe I can get sponsored. A helicopter company can sponsor me to go up there? I don't know.
This initial clip would launch Dawson into an investigation that was also published through TikTok, allowing other app users to tune into Dawson's findings and provide their own theories to the mystery of this strange and obviously non-human being. Things only got weirder from there. It seemed the mystery of what could have been at the top of the Whistler's Mountain was beginning to intrigue Dawson a lot. So much so that he began to post the video of this creature outside of TikTok, attempting to get...
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Answers from what other people could to possibly determine what it could be. Dawson sought out the advice and theories from other people, but there was no definitive answers to his questions. Eager to spot the creature again, Dawson began to make nightly trips to the area of Whistler's Peak Mountain, which is located in Jasper National Park. There came a point where Dawson began to speculate that perhaps the creature he saw was actually Bigfoot. However, Dawson would not see the creature again and would report to TikTok that the being comes and goes. But how exactly did Dawson begin to learn more about this mysterious being? By asking the locals who lived in the area. Now, according to Dawson, in one of the clips he posted while journeying to look for the creature, the locals in the area apparently knew about the creature and confirmed its existence.
That's where it was yesterday. I spoke to some locals and it comes and goes apparently, I don't know.
They too had seen the creature and were unsure of what exactly it was. Dawson was directed to explore certain roads from the locals to perhaps increase his chances of seeing this being once more. Dawson would not have much luck when it came to another sighting of the creature. Not seeing the creature did not deter Dawson, as he would visit the same area continuously and record clips to keep his TikTok audience informed. However, someone else started to take note of Dawson's frequent journeys to Whistler's Peak Mountain. On April 12th, Dawson posted a clip in which he went into detail on an interaction he'd had with a CIA agent. This agent had stopped him during one of his investigative excursions.
I just got stopped by like some CIA agent. He told me to turn around, said I'm trespassing. I said it's a public area, like a public park or whatever. Some local told me to take this path. I didn't get it on camera, but I'm going to go again tomorrow and be prepared to be filming right now because he stopped the vehicle. His truck was blocking it. Said some like environmental issue was going on. I don't know. He told me to go back and said I was trespassing. I don't get it. It was awkward, but I'm going back again tomorrow.
Though his interaction did bother Dawson, it had not reached the intended goal of halting his investigation. He swore to go back to the area of Whistler's Mountain the next day. And he did.
We're gonna go on an adventure. It's currently 5:30 in the morning. I'm gonna see if he's there early in the morning and see if I can get up a little bit. Look at all these mountains I got. They are everywhere around here too. That's the one. All right, let's go.
There were no run-ins with anyone at this time. Although Dawson did note that he witnessed helicopters and trucks frequenting through the area, as if they were extracting something.
So they're extracting something out of here. There's two helicopters. What the f***?
Dawson would return to Whistler's Mountain again the following day, but he would be stopped by someone who Dawson claimed to be a government official. This person, government official or not, would tell Dawson to go back the way he came, issuing him a warning in regards to trespassing on the area.
The guy's here again. Yeah, this is him.
What's going on?
Road's closed. Turn around.
Really?
Yeah, man. Just turn around, please.
Okay. Have a good night, man.
So that was f***ed up. There he is, I'm driving past him again. Just turned around. I don't understand why it's closed off though. It's a f***ing public park. Or public road or whatever.
Being issued warnings for trespassing on the mountain were one thing, but it seemed like things would take an even more sinister turn for Andrew Dawson. On April 17th, Dawson would upload a TikTok video with the caption, "Being stalked."
I think that's the same vehicle from...
Hey!
And for a few weeks, there were no new videos on Dawson's TikTok. On May 6th, Dawson would reemerge with a new video simply labeled Official Update.
Hey guys, I just want to give you an update. I'm not dead. I have not disappeared. I have just been busy with life. I couldn't get around to posting and updating you guys. So now I'm going to give you an official update of what's been going on. Sorry to disappoint you guys, but all the videos that I posted were scripted. They're just fake. They were just strictly for entertainment. Sorry to disappoint you guys. I just needed to give you a quick update.
May 16th saw another TikTok video uploaded by Dawson, simply titled, "I'm Scared."
You might not see me post ever again. My videos weren't fake.
The next day, Dawson would upload another clip of equipment on Whistler's Peak Mountain, captioned "Military."
What is that? That was not there yesterday.
This would be the last TikTok video uploaded to Dawson's profile.